Star Market Celtics tonight continues from Philadelphia. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you, as always, by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. We didn't play hard, is what you said after the game last night. And that made me wonder today how that manifests itself in an NBA game. Where is not playing hard? Where is that going to hurt you first? Where is the first place that is going to burn you?
Yeah,
an NBA game.
Well, against Spurs, it burns you everywhere.
Yeah.
22-3 to start the game. But, you know, we had some good looks in that stretch, but we didn't play like a team that was going to make those good looks. We were not cutting to get those. We were not working. We didn't really screen for each other. We didn't really work to get good looks. And on the other end, you know, it was pretty free and easy. So, you know, we had a, I'd say, a very forthright and honest film session today, And we hope that we can play better tonight. You know, this was going to be a hard game no matter what. But, you know, we owe ourselves a better output than we've given ourselves the last two nights.
It's always been my experience that professionals, obviously, at some degree you need to say it, but they know when the things that we were just talking about now, they tend to know it when they're happening.
They do, but, like, we have a lot of guys that are still – really young and probably could be and obviously could be in college still, and so you're balancing, you know, the need for Wanamaker and you know, or Hayward or Kimba that are 29 years old and 30 years old that have been through it, that know, like, well, we didn't play very well last night and we need to be a lot better, just because they've lived it over and over and over. You know, we've got some young guys that have some good experience, but I just think it's a great reminder, you know, and, you know, one of the things that we talked about is, you know, just like you resist the noise when it's negative or positive about yourself, you resist it when you're evaluating others, you know, and I think that that's really important. Like, you have to go out and prepare to win every single night and play to win every single night. And I don't think we prepared ourselves mentally. I thought we always go out to compete and we always care greatly about it, but I don't think we prepared to be great last night.
How does one prepare for then this situation? Forget what happened last night. We win by 20, lose by 20, it doesn't matter. It's the fifth game in 7 nights. And now we're in an age where you can do a lot of individual film work. How much preparation goes into this situation, knowing when you see the schedule in August, this is going to be the fifth game in 7 nights?
Yeah, I mean, I throw some of that out right now, because I think in the last two, we haven't played as hard as we normally do. So I'm
that becomes more important than what you might have thought.
So to me, it's about, okay, here's what Philly does. We know Philly, they're going to play differently without Embiid, but they're just as dangerous because Simmons is in. You know, Simmons has space now, and Simmons is special. You know, Al obviously is special at the five. And so for us, we're going to have to be really, really good. We know that, but it's not as much about Philly today. It's about playing well, playing Celtics basketball. Result is what the result is. But let's feel good about ourselves here moving forward.
Well, you sort of hinted at it with Philadelphia. What my first thought, and we're finding out more about Joel Embiid, obviously looks like it's more serious than we thought. It might not be a one-game thing. But knowing that he wasn't going to play, is your thought process in preparation, do you look at the 8 games that he hasn't played or – the minutes that he doesn't play in games when they do have him, and is there a difference between those two things?
I think there's a major difference because Horford's playing with the second unit in those stretches a lot. Now, they have a very specific way that they rotate their players. They always have. And, you know, Embiid comes out at the seven-minute mark, goes back in at the three. Like, you know when he's going in. So he plays with certain guys more than others. So that changes a little bit because – you know, how are you going to rotate Al? Is Al going to be on that same timeline, or will he be a more traditional, come out for one rest each half? Who are you going to play in that spot? Are you going to play a roller like Pell or more of a facilitator and skilled guy that can rebound like O'Quinn? And then, you know, the one lineup we haven't seen a lot of that I'll be interested to see if we see tonight is Simmons at the five. And, you know, again, it gives you, you know, the opportunity to space and those type of things. They've got great shooting on the court around him, and they've got a bunch of guys that are catch-and-shoot guys in this particular circumstance.
There was the legendary Green Bay Packers team of the 60s. They used to say they ran the same play. You just couldn't stop it. The funny thing it occurs to me about all this Ben Simmons talk, he's not shooting, he's not shooting, he's not shooting. Well, he still, even though people know that, he still gets where he wants to go so much of the time.
Almost every team has at least one guy that doesn't shoot threes on it, right? Most of the time, it's a traditional center. It's not always. Sometimes it's been point guards. Sometimes it's been, you know, guys like Simmons. Sometimes it is your traditional rolling center now. But the way that they play, he can maximize all that he does because, number one, he's elite in transition. And number two is if teams are going to back off of him, he just goes and hands off to guys that can't really shoot it. And so he's really smart. I think that's another case probably of everybody's focusing on the one thing a guy doesn't do and not focusing on the 25 things that he does really well. I think he's an elite player.
Are you sort of interested to see how your team comes out tonight?
Yeah.
Because of it being still that new team and that we've seen things go so well, almost sometimes you want to see how they react when things aren't going.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all interested to see. And listen, we could play really well and we could get beat. We could play really well and win, you know. And so, but at the end of the day, it's about, you know, playing Celtics basketball and getting back to a standard that we want to be at, you know. Even in the games after Christmas Day, I haven't felt great about our play at the level we need to be at. So, you know, those are easy things to talk about, but they're definitely controllables, and it's a choice to play a little bit better than we have the last couple of games.
That's the head coach. As soon as I finish this conversation with you, one of the guys you're going to sit down with is Reggie Miller, and I always find it interesting when people who end up in certain positions, when do you lose the childhood element of looking at Reggie Miller the way you would have when you were, say, 10 years old?
I don't know. I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not there yet. Yeah, I loved Reggie not only for the player he was, but what he did for our community. And, you know, I talked about that a little bit the other day with Brady and, you know, what those guys that are elite, Hall of Fame level people mean to a community and mean to kids in the community. And so I'm the 10-year-old kid from Indiana that, you know, Reggie impacted.
You know, if he hadn't said no to Doc, he could have been on the 08 team, right? You know that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, right. Doc trying to get him out of retirement. Celtics and Sixers next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.